Welcome to the Wellness Within podcast. We are a nonprofit wellness center for patients, survivors, caregivers, and families affected by the trauma of cancer. We provide a wide range of services that enhance an individual's ability to experience quality of life. And we believe that everyone should have access to our programs and conversations, which are offered freely to ensure that no one is ever denied the support they need. If you find inspiration in what we share, we invite you to consider supporting Wellness Within through a donation. Your generosity enables us to continue offering these valuable resources to our community. To make a donation and contribute to the well-being of those facing cancer, please visit our website at wellnesswithin.org or click the link in the episode description. Your support makes a difference, so thank you for being a vital part of our mission. Together, we empower whole person well-being, bridging gaps, and reconnecting to what is most meaningful. Welcome to Wellness Within. We would like to thank Kaiser Permanente and Columbia Bank, who in part sponsor this podcast. Join us for relaxing meditations and enlivening conversations about topics that support wellness in the presence of cancer. To access our class schedule, to make a donation, or to sign up for our newsletter, please visit wellnesswithin.org.
Hi, everyone. I'm Patty Brown, founder of Wellness Within. And today I want to talk about yet another topic that is equally as near and dear as the last brief conversation that I did a while back on caregivers. And this one is a pretty big topic that deserves more than a brief conversation. But I find sometimes, especially around the holidays, that we need something a little bit more to give us just this sort of like a gallon of gas or something, just a little fuel to get us through some tough kinds of times, holidays, anniversaries, memorable days. And the topic, if you haven't figured it out by now, is the topic of grief. And like I said, this requires more than a brief conversation, and we will have more conversations. We do have some grief conversations on our podcast. I encourage you to take a look at that. But today we're just going to talk about, I'll take one of many of a very large topic of grief. My belief about grief is that it is and deserves to be a sacred practice. It's big, it's multifaceted. Like I said, that's why we deserve more than just this brief conversation. And so, I mean, there's so many different things. I'm only going to touch on a few of many that cover the topic of grief, and that is loss of a loved one, diseases that can rob us, cancer, Parkinson's, chronic pain, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Also, the places that we have never known love. There's a lot of grief around that topic. What we expected and did not receive in our life, ancestral grief. I mean, they're just, the list goes on. Today, we are just going to be focusing on the loss of a loved one and our grief around that and how to really create some sacred space for that during this time and other times throughout the year. So one of the things I really believe this is that grief is not and cannot be a solo journey. We really do need companions. And sometimes these companions are complete strangers. Sometimes it's not just support groups, a conversation with somebody that you meet who shares something about their own grief that really touches you and makes you feel like you're not alone. It is vital that we don't do this in a solo manner. We carry it around. And sometimes we think that we can tuck it aside. We can put it in a little box. We can contain it. We don't want to depress people. We don't want to burden people. We don't want to put this on people. And truth matter is people do move on. When we lose someone we love over time, weeks, months, people move on and people don't ask you anymore. And people don't remember all those dates and all those holidays and all those times that as years go on. But you and I both know that it stays with you forever. It's an indelible loss. It's a mark in your heart, and you feel it various times throughout a year, not just the holidays, but given that the holidays are coming up at the moment, we're going to just talk about that. And one of the things I want to say is there's a grief counselor that I love. He's written a book, The Edge of Sorrow, Francis Weller, who wrote a really beautiful book. And it's in under the realm of grief is a sacred journey. And he really does an amazing job at keeping it in that space. And his book is absolutely incredible. I recommend it. And one of his quotes that I really have come to cherish is, "The work of a mature person is to carry grief in one hand and gratitude in the other, and to be stretched large by both of them." That's a quote by Francis Weller that I have hold near and dear to me. So for brevity's sake here, even though, like I said, grief is not grief, it stays with us forever, let's just touch on loss of a loved one, like I said earlier. Tell you a little bit about, very briefly, I have known loss for many people, unfortunately, in my life. And I think I'll start with the most recent one, and that is of my brother, which was a sudden loss. Now it's been, I believe, 5 years. It was a traumatic, as in it was unexpected, and I got a phone call, and I was at work, and it brought me to my knees. I have never felt that level of shock and despair where I felt like I wasn't even in my body for quite a bit. Fast forward now 5 years, I have had layers of different things to unpack. And I have to say what I've learned through this particular journey of grief around my brother's loss is I have come to hold those things that in the quote that I've just told you about is holding room for it all, holding room for the sadness, but also holding room for the gratitude of the times and the memories that I have of my brother that is so vibrant and alive. I mean, one of the things that we don't talk about in grief is that it's this untamed animal. You know, we just can't keep it in a cage. We try and we think that we can. Oftentimes we think that we can. I'll just like put it aside. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm fine, or whatever those things that you tell yourself. And the reality is it is in you. You carry it. It's almost impossible not to. You may quiet it and you may not share it and you may not talk about it, but I 100% guarantee you that you carry it with you. So my wish for you is that when you're coming up on holidays or anniversary dates or memories of some event or whatever that makes you, brings you right back to the loss of that person that you love, create that space. Either by writing, by any kind of art practice in art, by talking to a friend, by sharing, by telling those closest to you, that by bringing up conversations and being present for you when you have a memory and you want to talk about that loved one, to hold that space for you, and that you really enjoy when people ask you about that person. My brother was a photographer. My daughter, bless her heart, one Christmas found a negative or a print of his and made a print for me and put it in a frame. And I, to this very day, keep it. I never even knew that he had that in his grand collection of art and of photography that he's done for decades. That was so meaningful to me. And so I see that picture. My son-in-law always, you know, he has one of the old lenses on the camera. And I'm only sharing this because I invite others to listen to this. This is how you support people you love who are grieving, or even yourself, is surrounding yourself with happy memories, with things that make you feel close to them, with things that you feel like other people can do with you. So when my son-in-law says, "Hey, I have your brother's lens on this camera," and he puts up, gets me a little lens thing, whatever, that I can click on the lens on the camera that I have, because I don't have the same kind of camera to make it work, so I can use it and have Charlie with me. My brother's name is Charlie. And my son has pictures all over his wall in where he lives of the work that my brother had done over the years. And I can't tell you what it means to me. It's like we're all keeping him alive, even though he's not here, but alive in our memory. He existed. He was with us. If you've got that special someone, he, she, whoever that person is, keeping them alive by in some way, that something that is meaningful, to keep it out on your dresser, on a nightstand, on wherever, whatever that is, to be thinking about that and what is near and dear to you, and to share that with somebody. And nature, to me, is one of the biggest healers and companions on the grief journey that you could ever have. For me, that is walking. I take walks in nature amongst trees, near the water, and I have conversations all the time. And, you know, everybody has different beliefs about what happens after we die. I can't address that. I can only tell you, for me, in my grief journey, it's helpful to me to have conversations with my brother. And I ask him, hey, come for a walk with me. Now, I don't know if he is or not. I have to believe for my own sanity and for me to have my heart just grow wider to believe that he's with me. And then I can share with them whatever I want. Anymore, people are always talking. They have their earbuds in or their phones and all that. You never know if people, are you talking to yourself or you're talking to someone on the phone? I always assume people are talking in their earbuds or whatever. It's what I do. Sometimes no one's around when I'm walking on a trail amongst the trees or on the waterfront. And I will just talk to my brother. I'll share things with him because it makes it feel like I'm not shoving it down. I'm making it real. I'm making a part of my life. Gratitude for the time that I had with him and sorrow for not to be able to share a lot of these day-to-day things that have occurred in my life, in my children's lives that are all grown. But I want to believe that by doing these things, that I'm making room for both. And that is my message to you today, is to hope and encourage you to make room. Grief in one hand, gratitude in the other. Give it a voice in whatever way that may be, and tell the person who's closest to you, I'd love to share a story with you. A story about whatever that person's name is. And for me, sometimes, like, I love to share a story with you about my brother, Charlie. He was an artist. And then I'd laugh and I may come up with a story about him. And if it's the right person, and I say the right person is, you kind of need to be choosy who you're going to do that with. They may say, oh, that's wonderful. Because they don't need to say anything else. And so if you're listening to this and you really want to partner and help someone who you love, who is grieving someone that they love during this time, just ask them to share a story about that person. And if you're the person who's grieving and are reminded in this time and feel all the feels of your grief, don't let it just sit there. Let it sprout legs and go for a walk through whatever modality that we just talked about, through art, through walking, through nature, through friends, through sharing. Thanks for giving me your attention for a topic that deserves more than a brief conversation, but I hope that you are all well, and I hope that you feel held and that you're not alone in your grief journey. Take care.